We're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's coming up on Thursday, February 10th. Carrboro is marking Black History Month by screening a reenactment of The Lessons of the Hour, one of the very last great speeches that Frederick Douglass gave back in 1894. You can watch it on the Town of Carrboro's YouTube channel starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday the 10th, and then there will be a panel discussion to follow with Town Council member Barbara Fruchy, UNC historian William Sturkey, UNC student Greer Webb, and James Williams, former public defender for Orange and Chatham counties. Townofcarrboro.org is the website for more information on that. James Williams joins us here now on the phone to talk a little bit about the event and the speech that we're going to be hearing on Thursday evening as well. James, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me. As always, it's my pleasure.
So tell us about the event itself. How did it come together, and what's it going to entail?
Well, the event is a part of the Town of Carrboro's Black History Month celebrations and commemorations. And I was asked to, you know, give some thought to what a program might look like for this year. And so we agreed on this Frederick Douglass speech, which, as you mentioned, was his last major speech. You know, when we think about Black History Month and when we think about Black history, it's hard to do that without giving thought to Frederick Douglass. I mean, you know, Black history is about Black love, Black creativity, Black spirituality, and Black beauty, but it's also about the horror and pain that is a part of that history. And I don't think anyone embodies all of those things better than Frederick Douglass. But also, when we think about Black History Month, one reason that Carter G. Woodson chose the month of February is because, of course, he was talking about a week then, but just, you know, but is because both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass were born in the month of February. And so, you know, that, in addition to the speech itself, you know, was a factor in choosing the reenactment of that speech that Frederick Douglass gave in 1894. He was 76 years old at the time that he gave this speech. He was not in the best of health. And indeed, a year later, he died. And so, given some thought to what prompted him to give this speech, what was going on at the time in the nation, in the South, and indeed in North Carolina, and looking at the issues that were being addressed then and some of the issues that we are still addressing today, was what led us to say, let's play this reenactment of this speech and then follow it with a panel discussion to discuss not just the speech, but challenges that we have today, is how we came to the conclusion of that speech as being the focus of the Black History Month program.
And if folks don't know, you're also the one who kind of spearheaded the annual reading of another great Frederick Douglass speech, What to the Slave is the 4th of July, on 4th of July every year in Carrboro. So this is a continuation of that kind of promotion of the work of Frederick Douglass every single year. It's striking, and it's also very sobering to reflect on the fact that a speech given in 1894 is still resonant and relevant today. A lot of the same issues that he addressed 130 years ago, close to it, are still back in public discourse and in society and life, even now. What specifically is it about this speech that stands out to you as being especially relevant?
Well, there's so many things. There are a number of things. One that most immediately that struck my attention is the focus, even though if there was a single factor that drove him to do this speech, it was the horror, the terror of racial terror lynchings that, as he described it, was an epidemic sweeping the South and indeed spreading to other parts of the country. But in addition to addressing lynching and violence and criminal justice and the presumption of guilt based upon a person's color, which I think to some extent we're still addressing today, he also spoke to how lynching was being used, to suppress, for instance, the voting rights and the access to the ballot for Black people. He spoke about how suffrage should be more inclusive as opposed to being more exclusive. And he spoke about expanding the ballot because at that time women didn't have the right to vote. He was saying, I would include expanding the ballot to include women and making sure that the ballot isn't based upon, you know, how much wealth a person has and things of that nature. So that's one of the areas that led me to this. He also talked about what we now call the wealth gap or economic inequality and how the systems were set so that even though slavery had been abolished, that Black people were still being economically exploited and forced into these arrangements that allowed them their labor to be extracted for little or hardly any financial gain. So he spoke about that, and he spoke to how, this so-called propensity of this false allegation of Black people being rapists or Black men being rapists being used to justify lynching, but those things were being used for a broader control of Black people, both in terms of their voting rights, in terms of economic control and things of that nature. So, what he was talking about, even though he didn't use the term, is what we might call critical race theory today. How these things are interconnected and woven into the fabric of our society, and how we need to acknowledge and understand that as we move forward.
Speaking with James Williams again, talking about the lessons of the hour, which is Frederick Douglass's 1894 speech. A reenactment of that is going to be on the Town of Carrboro's YouTube channel Thursday, February 10th, 6 p.m., townofcarrboro.org for more information on that. And as we wrap up this conversation, the reenactment comes first, and then you're going to be participating in a panel discussion afterwards with Barbara Fushi and William Sturkey and Greer Webb. What should folks know about that?
Well, I am so looking forward to this panel discussion. Three of my favorite people, some of whom are like three generations younger than I am. But that's one reason I'm so looking forward to it. And so we have, Dr. Sturkey, just an amazing scholar and historian who makes himself so available and accessible to the public for events like this. So we have him. We have a student. I think Greer is a junior at UNC who is just doing amazing work, not just, as a young budding scholar, but as an activist organizer. And then we have Barbara Fushi, who is an elected. She's a town council member of the town of Carrboro. She's mayor pro tem. She is very engaged in community improvement and efforts. And so I think all three of them are going to bring sort of a view and perspective from their own lens and scope as to not just the speech itself, But again, why this speech is so relevant today in terms of what we are, issues that we are still trying to address today.
townofcarborough.org, the website for more information. Again, this is going to be Thursday, February 10th, 6 p.m. on Carborough's YouTube channel. The reenactment of the speech first, and then the panel discussion to follow from 8 to 9. James Williams, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
And I want to, Aaron, this event is going to be open. It's at the Century Center, so people can come and attend.
And in person, too, right?
Right, yes, but certainly it is also going to be on the town's YouTube channel.
And again, townofcarborough.org for more on that. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Aaron.